lay, have this hog out on the table, and what we call blocking him. We'd cut the shoulders and the hams loose and leave your middling. You got that done on both sides, then you'd cut your sausage meat out after you took your ribs out. Then you'd go to your fat piece for your lard. Want to salt it down, the lard was left open to be cut and put in the pot the next day and boil down to your grease, cooking fat. Then behind that, you go back in then with the other crew and they clean the intestines, they clean the feet, finish cleaning the head, and they cook his head. On some occasion we'd salt it down and leave it, but most time it is cooked then.
Well, if you salted it down, was that to preserve it?
That's your curing process. Mm-hmm. That went through, you left it out over a couple of nights. You'd rub that salt in while it was hot and turn the skin side up. That draws all the excess blood out. And after you got all that finished, and then you'd put it in a big box and just cover it with salt.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a layer in the bottom, and then you cover your meat up. That'll lay there so many days, and say 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, you go back by and look like you could see about an inch on the side where the salt would turn loose and come down. Well, it's ready to take up then. Wash and put your different solutions on there for seasoning and hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us smoked it, some of us left it plain. But either one of them at work,
mm-hmm.
and a heap of them. Then your lard, that was sliced out and chopped up in little blocks, and that was put on and boiled slowly till it gets so far along. If your land's red where you grew your hog, you put a tablespoon full of soda in your pot while it's heavy boiling. That'll clear your lard up, make it clear, pretty and clear. That takes 4 to 6 hours for a big pot, say 20, 25 gallons. Small ones, a quart and down. And one big hog like that should produce a can and a half lard to a head. From a can to a can and a half. And that's what we have for bread and cooking the 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a year when it's too warm to cure that meat, you throw that 12 months away and you're out of meat too.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you got 4 big ones, but you can't save it. Back then we didn't have no ice boxes or refrigerators, what I mean. And we have lost it that way. But
how many people would it take to go through this whole process?
It really took four. Mm-hmm. It really took four. But now it boils down, after so many hours, you're left with two. One working and processing, finishing your meat out, and then after they got through with the sausage cutting and lard, then that one over there, he goes into the drying it up. Then there'd be two for your sausage grinding, and that winds it up. And it'll take from 2 to 3 days, you know, for a reasonable killing. Now, I have worked them out a way, start this morning and not go to bed until I got through the second day. Cook a lard up at night, I've done that. But it's tiresome, heavy work. So that about covers the hog killing.
Okay. What, can you tell me some, we talked about some